Hello.
I'm joined by Gaith Abdul Had, who's in the Tunisian capital, Tunis, and there are demonstrations there too. Tell us more.
The main demonstration hasn't started yet, but the confrontation just started. I can see lines of police and riot gear. They've already fired canisters of tear gas into a mosque, like 10 meters away from the government palace, where the first and second demonstration took place in January and February, that toppled the president and then his prime minister. Now the demonstrators, they're calling themselves the youth of the revolution, have called for a third sit-in, and it's supposed to be big, yet hasn't started. But before it started, the riot police fired, as I said, tear gas into a mosque that the demonstrators have been barricading themselves in. It's very agitated. Police are well armed, carrying shields, batons, and tear gas launchers. The demonstrators are waving victory signs, waving flip-flops at the police, and calling for the downfall of the government.
What's brought them out on the streets? What's the frustration?
Well, the frustration, they, as in Egypt and other places, the demonstrators and some political parties are saying that the real revolution hasn't taken place, that while the president, his higher, aides have been all toppled or put in jail, the ministries, especially the interior ministry, still dominated by pro-regime elements. They kind of have a certain demand, which is the removal of the interior minister, the removal of the justice minister, setting a fixed date, committing to the date that's already been set, 23rd of October for the elections, and reforming the Supreme Committee that's overlooking the aims of the revolution. The tension has been building up for weeks now in Tunis. Sorry, I had some tear gas in there. The tension has been building up in Tunis mainly after the main Islamist party kind of withdrew from the main committee that that's overseeing the results of the revolution.
Surely, just firing tear gas near a mosque is simply going to anger the crowd. But how do you explain the tactic?
I think it's the usual mentality. You know, I was standing there just before everything started, and you see the police, very aggressive, plainclothes police, the same kind of, been talking to journalists, and they tell me those are the same people who were serving under Ben Ali, the same kind of plainclothes police. They start harassing journalists, harassing people, saying don't take pictures. They have the same mentality, and you can really understand when the demonstrators say that the regime has been toppled, but his mentality still govern the state.
I can hear chanting in the background. How many people are out on the street?
Yeah. At the moment, I could see it's like 300-400. They are chanting the national anthem.
I can hear, yeah.
Yeah, and waving victory signs, and it's kind of the main line of the demonstrators, no more than 50 people kind of facing the police.
Okay, Gaith, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.